We got new music from Lizzo, Fergie, Lee Kelly 47, and also Rob Moss is dropping a new video today, and JD McCrary about to blow the roof off this building. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. It's your boy, DJ Jesse Jake, Mr. Carter.
You already know, though.
Hey, in studio, we have two very special guests. We have JD McCrary.
Hey.
Super excited, this kid. Huh. And a friend of the family, Rob Moss.
Cheer.
All right. Moss. Oh, look, you covered up your Korea shirt.
Oh, you gonna start it off like that?
No,
you know what I mean? Dropping bombs at the beginning. All right, we're gonna get into all these videos. So we're gonna start this new thing every single week. We're gonna play. There's so many different choreographers who love taking the top songs that are out right now and giving them their own little twist. So we found this one. It is Jamari Amore for Lee Kelly 47's Look. Take a look.
Ponytail, dragon. We up in this bitch, what's cracking? Minimal, bragging. Cause you could damn well see we ain't lacking. Lights, camera ready for that action. Lights, camera ready for that action. Tags, snatching. Designer on designer, it's a habit. Cause baby, it's a look. It's a look. It's a look. It's a look. Don't you see me? Cause baby, it's a look. It's a look. It's a look. It's a look. Can you see me? Cause baby, it's a look.
Caviar, collard greens. I keep it real hood in my Prada jeans. My rings, high beams. Cut through dark like lightning. I'm like a slow jam on a right beat. I'm like a slow jam on a right beat. Brownsville, Bev Hills. I be everywhere in this cashmere. Baby, it's a look.
Jamari Amore. It's Lee Kelly 47, look.
It's a look. Don't you
hey.
Know?
Bringing that Vogue scene over to the...
Right. Shout out to the Vogue, though.
Okay. All right. And now, to keep the flow going with it, you know, I feel like I've played a video of this girl's every single week at this point, but she keeps dropping them, so I'm going to support her. Sorry. Her name is Lee Kelly 47, and I am just obsessed with her beyond anything. She has just this raw, organic flair, the colors that she uses in her videos, just her videos, period. Like she says in the song, it's a look. Mm. She's just different. She's not afraid. So here she is. The song is called Milk.
Is this the Miss Elliott girl?
Yeah. Mm.
Lituations.
Lituations.
M-I-L-K, 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 M-I-L-K,
holographic, fantastic, you see this bead? She's drastic, I blur, no pause on her, F-I-E-R-C-E? Kitty, kitty, purr, purr, purr. Glitter stick, glitter stick, glitter stick. Concealed eyes with a cherry bomb lip. Skin tint, skin tint, skin tint. Keep my makeup all tied up in the basement. This lip and cheek. Got your boyfriend weak. These streets shook. When they see me live my look,
M-I-L-K, 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 M-I-L-K.
The Kelly 47 Milk, you guys can check out her new album, Wash and Set, every song.
Yo, my, got that gas, though.
Banging. Every song, and she got visuals for all of them, and it's just ridiculous.
Candy. Is there a lipstick chain?
Yes. Candy. Make sure you check out her YouTube channel. It's just sitting with all these videos. All right, well, welcome, y'all. Wanted to start it off with a little, you know what I mean, a little bang right there. So how are we feeling? I know, Rob, we got a new music video that we're dropping, new EP coming out.
Yep, all of that, new videos, doing really great so far. I actually just got the iTunes pre-order link for my EP this morning from my distribution.
Look at God. Like,
come on.
Look at him, you know? So
which EP is titled Godly?
It's titled Godly, exactly. It's it's not a gospel album, you know, it's not like that, but like I was really connected to God when I was doing all of the songs, and like songs like Ungrateful, you know, I feel like God was speaking to me to speak to people. Not trying to get too deep on y'all, but I'm excited, man. I'm in a high, you know. don't even feel like I'm here right now, you know? So.
Hey, well, I'm excited to get into that video. And JD, for you, I mean, you're just out here. You're acting, you're singing.
Yes.
How do you kind of keep that balance? How do you, you know what I mean? You're 10, right?
Yeah, I'm 10.
10 years old. Brother, you know what I was doing at 10? I was trying to color within the lines. Okay. This kid can beatbox, eat, drink at the same time, and then sing. I was like, what? So how do you kind of keep that balance and stay youthful and you know what I mean, and not take life too seriously?
Well, really, it's just God putting all the blessings through me, and people say that I'm humble, I guess.
You are.
My
very,
dad says that.
And very polite. Yeah. Queen is going to be so upset she is not here today, because she would be obsessed with you.
Well, pretty much God is just holding it all together for me, and that's what keeps me waking up every day, mm-hmm. smiling, being happy. I have a family, I got a brother, and I got a lot of great stuff in my house. I'm just living a happy life.
Blessed.
Blessings. Yeah. I love it.
This now, when did you know that singing was something that you had to do?
I knew that singing was something that I had to do is when, actually, I first started singing when I was able to talk. Pretty long time ago, about when I was 3, maybe. I was starting to talk real good, and I started singing like, oh. And the main thing that just like makes me want to sing every day is because it's just a blessing that God has given me, and I don't want to just throw it away. I want to keep using it and keep upgrading, keep improving.
You got to share it with the world.
Yeah.
Hey, and we're going to share it with y'all in just a little bit. All right, we're going to get into this next video. The artist's name is Sonder. The song is called Too Fast. Take a look.
People say I drive too fast, move too fast, live too fast. Ain't no such thing as too fast. People say I drive too fast, move too fast, live too fast. Ain't no such thing as too fast. Living at the speed of light, like a bullet. I could be there by the morning. I can't call it. So I ain't got no time to wait. Wait out. I've been down and out for too long. And I ain't got too many obstacles. Too fast, move too fast, live too fast. Ain't no such thing as too fast. I drive too fast, move too fast, live too fast. Ain't no such thing as too fast. Still alive, but my heart broke. I could be dead by tomorrow. He's got eyes on me. He'll take me soon. He's making.
Sonder, Too Fast. Yeah, that was deep. I was sucked into that whole movement right there. It was beautiful, right?
That was a dope video. I like that.
And a nice little tone to it.
It's a movie, though.
It's definitely a movie.
The song is a great vibe. His harmony, his background vocals.
Talking into the mic.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. His harmony and background vocals, I'm hearing it, and it was just like, you know, it was very captivating.
And then even just from the beginning scene, you know what I mean? Like, why is this boy's chest open? Why is he holding his heart?
Right.
And it's not even like, you know, that... It's a very simple music video when you look at it, but they were smart about how they did it. They got their little drone, too. So I can appreciate that. Go ahead, Sonder. I support this.
Wow, I love it. You always put me up on the new DJ, right? Jesse J. That's you put me up on.
I was just telling them earlier, though.
That is lit, right? Lit. That's lit.
Welcome to the lit show.
All right. I love deep stuff.
JD.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about it. All right, so you figured out that you could sing at the age of 3. You're now 10. You're using your gifts in which God has enabled you with.
Yes, sir.
Where, I mean, it's just, I can't. You're just everything. When did acting kind of come into play with you? Like, was this all stuff that you genuinely were like, hey, you know what? I wanted, how did you go to your first audition? Like, how did that come about?
My first audition, I think I booked it. Yeah, I did. It was a DJ Shuffle. I was 6 years old. It was a long time ago. My mom was in it, actually.
She was in it?
Yeah.
With you?
Yeah.
What did you guys have to do?
We just had to dance and do stuff. It's Disney, man.
Were you nervous?
No.
No, you don't catch me as somebody who gets nervous on stage when you walk through a door. You just have this light and this energy about you. You know what I mean? It's a godly energy.
Once I walk up in the door, I let all my fears go, and I proceed.
Now, you were doing this thing before. I was listening. You were beatboxing. Where did that kind of, how did you figure out how to be able to do that? Because that's a very
Hard talent. I was watching the Ebbe family. I don't really know how to pronounce it, but this guy, he was beatboxing, and he is amazing. And I started looking him up. He's really good, and I tried to do it, like.
You taught yourself this?
Yeah.
Okay, so you watch him, like you're watching him on YouTube?
Yeah.
And you're just sitting at home, and you're just like. And all of a sudden, you just started going with it.
Started practicing.
Now, when were you able to add the harmonies to it?
Well, I just start humming, like.
Do you play any instruments?
Yes, I do.
I was going to say, there's got to be a classically little trained something in there. What do we play?
Keyboard.
All right. How long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing that for a while now, probably about like 2 years.
Okay, so it was something that came, you were like, I want to add this to my repertoire.
Yes, I do.
All right, so now you just be up in the bedroom like, yeah! Like just Beyonce up in the bedroom, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so now who were some of the artists that influenced you growing up?
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was the main guy.
What was the first video, Michael Jackson video, you ever saw that you were just like, what?
You know I'm bad. I'm bad. You know it. Oh, you know I'm bad. You know. Oh.
You was just running around the house.
Yeah. I was really little, actually. I was like 4.
So Michael Jackson. All right, who today would you say is somebody that you look up to?
John Bullion.
Okay.
He's the man. Nice. Always talking about God and stuff.
Nice.
Ooh, I don't even know. I love him.
No,
he's really good.
Yes.
I can't even believe you even just said that out your mouth. All right.
He kind of looks like you.
Ah, low key, though.
Well. Okay.
Who was that?
So.
We'll look him up. Look him up.
All right. So now you have this single, and it's called Crush.
Yes.
Did you write the single? Don't tell me. You write, too? I can't with this kid. What is this prodigy?
Superstar.
What did you create? We have his mother in studio. No, like, I just cannot. And they just walk through the door, and it's just like, All right, so Crush, where did the song stem from?
Well, my dad, he was playing a Tupac song called Keeping Your Head Up.
Yep.
And started listening to it. I liked it. Started singing to it. And I made a song.
All right. Now, what is the song talking about?
It's talking about just a crush.
So
more than a crush, yeah.
More than a crush?
Yep, more than a crush.
All right, mama in trouble with that voice. All right, so we're going to take a listen. Here's J.D. McCrary's Crush.
She got me working with my feelings. That's why I'm feeling how I'm feeling. I think all my friends hating cause they telling me it's not love.
about me and you.
Whoa.
Now you know you're too young, boy.
That's what they keep telling me.
Oh.
But I'm wise beyond my years.
Now you're trying to act grown, boy.
I'm not, but won't somebody answer me? If it isn't love, tell me what it is. Cause it's more than a crush. She makes me feel things I never felt.
No woman loves.
Else.
She is the one, she is the one, she is.
They
the
say
one.
It's puppy love,
but don't tell me I don't know what I feel.
More than a crush. Now you got my heart racing, snapshot and I see the picture fading. I'm hearing news at school about you, holding hands, walking with another dude. Oh no.
She had me open. When they told me about love, I thought that they were joking. I was losing focus, staring into space in class.
And had a teacher fronting on me so the class would laugh.
But now I get you. I wanna quit you, but I'ma miss you. And I want nobody else to get with you.
Nah.
Oh, what's a young man to do? Gotta forget about us. But feelings come in a rush. And plus, I think it's
more than a crush. She is the one, she is the one, she is.
They say it's puppy love,
but don't tell me I don't know what I feel.
More than a crush.
J.D. McCrary, Crush. Wow, that.
Come on.
Now, was that your dad okay. in the song, too?
Yeah.
Talking back to you? Okay.
Yeah, that's hard, brother.
Now,
thanks, man.
How's your recording process go? Because I feel like... And this is just me totally assuming you probably have a recording studio in your house somehow.
Ding, 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 ding.
You know, you just catch me as one of those. You just, you know what? You got it all set up, ready to go. How often are you recording?
I'm recording pretty often.
Really?
Yeah. I have a lot of songs coming up, but it's very classified. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
But I do have an EP.
So you're working on an EP right now?
Yes.
How many songs would you say you would like to be on the EP? Because I know with a lot of artists, you guys create a lot of songs, and then it's like, well, we can only pick this many. And you gotta like, is that a hard process for you, picking the ones that are gonna go on the album?
Ah, man.
Yeah, you're like, I know this, I got this, God got it.
Yeah, God
yeah.
got it.
God got it. All right, so are we doing a music video for Crush, or what are we working on with a visual? Because I already know that you can dance.
Yep.
Yeah, I cannot look at this, and I already see it. You just walking down the street, just dancing around. The girls all just going crazy. Your mom in the back, like, oh god, what happened? Live performances. Do we have anything coming up? Are we right now just focused on the EP project and you know kind of keeping it back and keeping yourself classified right now?
You know what? I have a lot of things coming up, and they will all be coming soon. But as you just said, they are classified.
Classified. Hey. Who's somebody that you would like to work with? If you could get anybody featured on your album, who's somebody you would like to do a little 1-2 with?
John Billion. He's the man.
We got to bring him back.
He's the main man.
All right. And you know what? We need to see if we can make something happen. We're over here at the beat. All right? All right. So thank you for sharing that with us. But before I let you go... I want you to give us a little something, a little live something, because we heard the vocals.
All right.
But I love it when an artist can come in and prove to the audience live that they sound exactly like, because I know you sound exactly like that. I heard them singing out in the thing. And you guys can check our Instagram, because this kid was like beatboxing, singing, humming, drumming, all that on top of it.
All right. What
you got for us?
Tevin Campbell.
Tevin Campbell.
Hit it. Go ahead, JD.
I hope tomorrow will bring better you, better me. I know that we'll show this world. We've got more we can bring. And you should never give up on your hopes and your dreams. You gotta get up, get up, get into it, and get it on to be strong.
Hey, all right. That is a the iPhone emoji with the two hands?
Yes.
Right there.
Thank you, guys.
You get that right there. All right, so before we get into Ungrateful with Rob Moss, we're going to play this one. She's another favorite of ours over here. Her name is Lizzo. If you haven't heard her EP, Coconut Oil, you need to, because it's everything. Here she is, Lizzo, Truth Hurts.
Bitch, I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the sting
Lizzo, Truth Hurts. It sounded like she was a little ungrateful for the situation that was happening.
Did y'all put Zachary Campbell in that? That's my homie.
All right, so there we go, Lizzo. Shout out to you. You still popping the videos out. Proud of you, girl. All right, Rob, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about Godly. It.
Been yes. working on this for a while.
Oh, I've been working on this for a while. It's so great because I remember first time I came here, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this project. And at that point, I thought I knew what it would be. And it's literally, I didn't use any of the songs
wow.
that I had completed at that time. And, you know, it's amazing. Honestly, I'm addicted to it.
What changed for you?
You know what? I feel like it turned from me just wanting to make dope music until God speaking to me saying, it turned into me asking God, what do you want me to say through this music? Because the world just started changing and, you know, I started experiencing things going on with my family back home. So, it turned into, you know what? I don't just want to make hot songs. I want to make an impactful body of work. So the way that I started writing, I want to say, probably a month after I came on here, I don't know what month it was, but the way that I started writing completely changed. I lost someone who was like a father to me, and he was a classically trained musician, and he always mentored me. So I was like, I want to make stuff that would make him proud. You know, I want to make... He was a big fan of Tupac and Lauryn Hill and artists who kind of had messages. So I kind of changed the focus a little bit. So, you know... It's lit, but it's still got a vibe. Like, it's still, you know, it ain't like that. It's still got a vibe. It's still got, you know, something you can
bop
to.
You can bop to a message.
You can bop to a message. Yeah, and some of the songs ain't a message. Some of them just a story. Okay. Some of them is just a,
but if it's
you know,
a story,
vibe.
There's always a message within the story. Even if we're talking about a mess, the message is within the message.
Oh, come on, Root Words.
Speaking. We just having church in Black Hollywood.
Girl, that was
tonight.
An Instagram post I found somewhere. I'm going to steal all that credit. You know?
And I do want to say to you, DJ Jesse J, when I came on here the first time, you really spoke and said a lot of things to me that I did not know about myself at that point.
Okay.
Yeah, you were saying some stuff, and that also helped my writing. You know, just the energy I was getting going out and doing shows and people saying stuff to me, you know. So it's a lot of good energy in this project, you know. So
and you see the growth. And so let's take a look right now. We got Rob Moss's new video, Ungrateful.
Yeah. Same chains.
Same chains. Same chains, same man. levels.
Sometimes you win, other times you lose. Whatever you do, whatever you do, just keep going. Don't be ungrateful. This is the last time that I try to fill my voice with temptations and relations I should be avoiding. Open my eyes and realize what I was born with. And at this point, it's too late to try to forfeit. Too late, too late, too late. Put a curtains back. Don't wanna let the sun shine in. Didn't wanna see my face. Didn't wanna hear my voice. All I could feel is confusion. And everything sounded like wait, let me recap, relax, and know that everything could be much worse. And realize that it's self-worth. And it starts on the inside first. And I know it's so hard. So far in the dark, and you don't know where to start, and you wanna restart. But gratitude will take you far. But this shit ain't no walk in the park. So I look up to the sky, but I ain't talking to the stars. And he tells me that I've come so far. I've come so far.
Rob Moss.
Just keep going.
Ungrateful. All right.
Yes.
It was fresh. It gave me this nostalgic feel to it.
That's what everybody said.
It did. Like,
that's
what
everybody
said. That's a vibe, brother, for sure.
That 90s.
Yes, it definitely gave me that. Even with the visual, like you in the all white, I was like, okay, here we are.
And it's a message, too.
I didn't even know it was so 90s until after. Mm. Like, and people kept saying it. And I'm like, I guess it is, you know? I'm influenced.
But it's a good, it's that feel-good feeling.
It's a feel-good.
Yeah. Okay. Word.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Was it hard for you to, or I guess you basically, you know, you were ready, you were prepared to step into this? Because sometimes I know it's difficult for people to be that honest in their music.
Yeah.
And to share it.
Yeah. This song in particular was very therapeutic. You know, I just had one of those days where I just woke up like, you know, you just wake up and you just like, you just don't feel good. And I was on my way to work, and I was like, Rob, you have to write about this. Like, the way you feel right now, you have to write about it, you know? So, it was unexpected. It was actually easy to just write, you know, how I felt, you know, so it was very organic. You know, we went to the studio at like 3 a.m, Chalice Studios, and like I literally did this in like an hour. Just was like punching in, you know, because it was pouring out, and then boom, it wasn't even supposed to be on the project. It was last minute, so I'm grateful. Grateful for it.
That note at the end when you're like,
yes, yes, yes. That,
okay. I heard it. I felt it.
Felt that passion for
sure. You gotta do it. Y'all gotta come to a show. Y'all gotta come
When's
to a
the next show.
When is the next show? That's a good. I'm pretty sure I will be like at the Zen Lounge within the next like 3 weeks. But I'm gonna start a promo run of doing my shows. I've been trying to get the project done. So I
when
was
is, when,
doing
we,
it
when
like,
are we getting the project?
October 20th.
Okay. October 20th. Yep. Set a date, set the intention.
October 20th. I have the pre-order link in my email. I just got to do a few more things
Nine
on the business
songs?
Side. It's actually seven.
Oh, we
songs.
Deleted.
We deleted.
Seven, that's a godly number.
Seven, lucky number Supposed seven. Be, huh? Yeah. I may do like a deluxe. I do want to do like a re-release with like 3 or 4 more songs on it.
Okay.
So we'll see. But, I'm excited, y'all. I ain't gonna say y'all have no idea because you guys know what it's like to complete a project. And I'm very blessed by your presence, young man.
Right?
You,
just his presence.
Yes, I'm
yes,
very blessed.
Jesus.
You
yes.
know, he kind of reminds me of myself. Like, not to throw it off the attention of the video, but like, I was like literally 10, 11 years old writing songs in the studio, looking at that same bad Michael Jackson video and like, you know, doing the same thing. So like, it's lit.
Yes.
You
Keep
know?
Going.
I'm sorry. It, I ain't mean to switch them. But I'm like, I got to say that. Yeah. I got to figure out how to say that, young man. You, because this new generation, they, you know.
There ain't a lot of you. Right, so we thankful and blessed that you came and blessed this studio.
Exactly.
Sir.
All
thank
right.
You, thank you. Thank you.
Exactly. It's lit.
All right. So where can everyone keep in contact with you and check up with your music that you're doing and your release?
Of course, all social media, _ Rob Moss. I do have my website, robmossmusic.com, and that's actually the best way if you get on the mailing list. Like, that's really the best way because when you get an email and, you know, the music will be available, I'm going to be promoting it to the death. So you're going to see it on your timelines. You're going to see it
he
on
gonna
your timelines.
He's going to pay that $5 to get that extra promo?
Man.
The sponsor.
Exactly.
The sponsorship. Exactly. Sometimes it'd be just the ad for me, and I'd be like, oh, I did that. No, you got to pay that $5. I'm like, crap.
Exactly. But just robmossmusic.com, all social media, and if you in L.A., you're going to see me playing shows. You're going to see me handing out CDs and putting up posters and doing everything because I really want to make sure that this is heard, you know.
Well, you titled it with the one person who's going to make sure that happens.
Hello.
God.
Hello.
JD, where can everyone keep in contact with you and become your new fans? Because we got to make sure you get a whole lot of them.
By following me on Instagram at JD McCrary.
Hey, and you guys, there's a link right down below. You'll see underneath him. You guys will be able to click that. And everything else is classified. That's fine. But when it's not classified, you got to come back so we can talk about it.
Yes.
All right?
Take your time, brother.
Yes,
take your time.
All right, before we head out, we have one last video. Her name is Fergie Ferg. She just dropped her release of Double Duchess and put a video out for every song.
Have y'all watched it?
I haven't watched the movie.
I just saw every video. No,
I watched
the
videos.
No.
Ooh, so there's a movie and a video?
No. She just did a visual experience
for
pretty
each
much.
Song.
For each song. It's good, y'all.
Yeah.
Everyone.
She put money into it. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. The budget is whatever label she with, they
she's
was like,
still
we gonna
releasing.
Give it to her.
She's still releasing them.
It's good, y'all.
And every single one I've watched, it's just like cinematically amazing. This one, though, you know, I love Fergie when she does her little rap thing.
Oh, which one is this one?
This one is
Like It Ain't
Nothing.
Oh,
nine.
Okay.
Take a look.
What you gonna do when I step in the place? Bet you everybody gonna rock to the bass.
Fergie, Like It Ain't Nothing. Make sure you guys check it out. Her YouTube channel is lit right now. Yeah, like she got ballads on there that take you back to the time when she was 11 years, you said?
11 years.
11 though. Years.
Frankie about 40, like,
oh, yeah.
43 or something, yeah, like she, that.
And doing it big, though. And like doing, it ain't nothing.
I'm yep. proud of, I'm she, proud come of Fergie. With it.
And I had to say, you know, I was really tempted to pull the Nicki Minaj one because, you know, I love me some Nicki. But I was like, you know what? We're going to let Fergie shine because this single by itself, you did that. Mm-hmm. You did that, girl. And the one, do you say the one with the dolls? The clay dolls?
I saw the one with the dolls. Did you see the one with... What Kardashian sister?
Oh,
Caitlyn.
No.
It's Caitlyn.
No.
It ain't Caitlyn, Kylie.
Caitlyn's a Jenner.
Caitlyn oh. is. Caitlyn used to be Bruce.
Caitlyn Jenner. Oh.
You're talking about Kendall
what's
Jenner.
Kendall.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's the Enchant. What's it called?
Enchante.
Oh. Enchante.
Yeah, Enchante.
That one is good.
That's a bop, y'all.
Yeah.
So shout out to Fergie. That was. You did that. You surprised
very
us. My guess is, honestly, this is my prediction, Fergie will do the Super Bowl. I don't know.
So?
I don't know why. I don't want it to actually happen, but I just feel like something's coming and Fergie will be a part of the Super Bowl in some sort of way. I don't know why.
She need a big hit for that.
Yeah.
She need a big one. I want Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl.
I mean, I do too, but I'm like, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Okay.
She hasn't done Super Bowl yet?
Who, Taylor Swift?
Taylor?
Mm-mm. That's what the big shade was with Katy Perry.
Oh, you know what? She might do it because her record finna drop too.
And that record, yeah. That Look What You Made Me Do is big.
Taylor might have it, yo. That's a... That's,
I mean, I'm just...
But the NFL asked for Jay-Z, so I'm kind of... And he declined. But I'm kind of feeling like they're going to want that hip-hop kind of... Just
true.
No Lil Uzis, nothing, like, not
no
this
Migos.
Year. We'll wait on that.
I had a dream that Janet Jackson returned to the,
to
Super,
the
Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Was that a dream?
Wait,
or did that didn't
if
really
you predict
happen.
That, if that happens, no, so that never happened.
Okay. I
but
had
if
a
that
happens,
happened,
so real. Like, y'all know she's on tour right now.
That would be so lit.
That would be everything. All right, one last time. Rob, where can everyone follow you?
Rob Moss, _ Rob Moss, robmossmusic.com, you know.
JD?
JD McQuarrie, Instagram.
And Twitter.
And all of my other social medias are like that.
Hey, and make sure you guys check out Crush on SoundCloud.
Godly.
You already know, though. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Boom. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Hit us up at BHL The Beat across all social media. And if you guys have a song or your friends have a choreography piece that they want to showcase or your friend has a single that they're about to drop, send it to us at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.